Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload. Our toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We know that there's no doubt. I mean, it was interesting when the phone call apparently was going on. If you were watching, as I was all day and night on Saturday, I had been tipped off by my sources that this could have come as early as Friday night. I was on standby Friday night late. On purpose, in case something, you know, broke as it relates to Iran directly attacking Israel, which had never happened in history. And then sure enough, it happens on Saturday. And, you know, now we get the reports that the Biden administration has this phone call and Joe Biden speaks to the Prime Minister of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu. The details of the call get leaked. And then, of course, the reports keep coming out that Biden told Netanyahu that the U.S. will not participate in any offensive against Iran. So here you have the number one state sponsor of terror, the people that helped Hamas plot, plan, and scheme the attacks of October the 7th with the Quds forces and the Iranian Revolutionary Forces, the regime that funds the Houthi rebels and all of their attacks within the region, the one country that has been funding Hezbollah out of Lebanon, and those attacks came in furious also over the weekend. And then when asked about it, John Kirby, he just won't answer if Biden did tell Netanyahu what we know that they leaked that he told Netanyahu, which is that when Israel would rightfully respond to the number one state sponsor of terror in their brutal attack against them, a direct attack with the U.S. don't count on us being there for you. We won't support you. Show restraint. If I hear any more of this show restraint nonsense, how about go win the war on terror? Go defeat your enemies. We support you defeating your enemies. That in and of itself would send a message. But Joe Biden has a radical base that he's got to appease. And we see what's been happening in the Democratic Party. They saw what happened. It scared the hell out of them in Michigan. When you had 18.9% of the electorate in the Democratic presidential primary not vote for Joe Biden. Over 100,000 Democrats wouldn't vote for him over this issue, and 50,000 in Wisconsin. So Joe doesn't want this to be an issue come November, so Joe's willing to put his personal political ambition above standing against radical Islamic terrorists and the number one state sponsor of terror, and now he's been putting nothing but pressure on Israel to back off and not win their fight against those people that attacked them in an unprovoked attack on October 7th. Anyway, listen.
So CNN reporting is the following, John. President Joe Biden and senior members of his national security team have told their counterparts the United States will not participate in any offensive action against Iran. That's according to U.S. officials familiar with the matter. I've seen similar reporting in Reuters, Axios, CBS News, The Washington Post, and many more. I list that out to ask you, is that reporting accurate? Is that the position of the Biden administration?
I really can't go any further than what I've gone to here this morning, Kate. I'm not going to get into the diplomatic conversations that that the president and the prime minister had on Saturday night or have had at any other time. We want to make sure that Israel can defend itself. We actively participated in that self-defense on Saturday night. We will stay committed to Israel's self-defense. At the same time, we want to see tensions de-escalated. We don't want to see a war with Iran, and we certainly aren't looking for a wider conflict in the region.
Do you dispute that reporting?
I'm just going to leave it right at that.
Well, pretty unbelievable to me. And the Biden White House now, as the dog bites the beast, things you're feeling sad. Forget about their appeasement of Iran, going back to the Obama and Biden administration and their appeasement, which I went over in great detail earlier in the program. Now that John Kirby is blaming the Trump administration for emboldening Iran. No, that would be the Biden administration that did that. They feared Donald Trump. And joining us now, Congressman Zach Nunn. He is from Iowa, Air Force Intelligence Officer veteran. He's also a member of the Four Country Caucus in the U.S. Congress. And these are a group of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans that are now serving in Congress. I don't think there's any ambiguity here. I think the administration leaked the contents of that phone call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And I'll add this, Congressman, and I'd like to get your take on it. I think the very reason that they have been pressuring and pushing and pressuring Israel to abandon their war on terrorism after October 7th, even while we still have hostages being held, and to de-escalate and telling them and lecturing them how to win their war when or not win their war or basically give up their war on terrorism without winning it. Now they're saying that the United States won't stand with Israel in spite of the worst attack in their history on October 7th, followed up by Iran for the first time in history, directly attacking in a brutal fashion this weekend. An independent country, why wouldn't you say, go win your war? Go defeat the terrorists that are attacking you.
You're 100% right. And here's the reality. The United States has to be unwavering in our support for Israel. The right to defend herself, the right to defend her people, and the right to be able to stand up as the strongest democracy in the Middle East. And the U.S. has a long history with this. Look, I've flown combat operations in the Middle East for years. I have seen a tragic change in U.S. policy here. When President Trump was there, he helped us embolden the strike that took out the Iranian commander Soleimani so that he couldn't strike not just Israel, but make threats against the homeland here. Defeat terrorism begins with strong leadership in the White House. What I saw from the Biden administration when they came in is the abandonment of Americans in Afghanistan. Today, it's the abandonment of Americans who are being held by Hamas. And it's a Biden administration which has release sanctions that 6 months ago would have prevented exactly this type of mass attack by Iran for drones, for cruise missiles, for threats, not against Israeli military leaders, but against Israeli civilians by raining down hellfire in the form of 300-plus, you know, strike weapons that but for Israel, with wise leaders in the U.S. military, might I add. I just talked to my friends over at the Pentagon who were running the military command center that night, working in a way only the United States and our military long partnerships could do to encourage folks like Great Britain, France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, other Arab nations to stand up and take these weapons down before they killed people. That's what American leadership looks like to be able to defend our allies. That's the deterrent we need against Iran. And this administration has chosen to go the absolute opposite direction.
But Joe's made a very conscious decision here, and that is he has abandoned any war on terror. And I've gone through in chapter and verse, and I can, you know, going back to the Obama and Biden administration and the, you know, a plane with $400 million in cash and other currencies and $150 billion given to the Iranian regime that was in foreign banks that was held up. Then you fast forward is Biden has wanted another deal. Biden was a part of that deal. Then you add that, okay, we had sanctions against Iranian sale of oil. Not only has he turned a blind eye to it, but the U.S. imports of crude oil and petroleum products from Iran under Biden, you know, has been significant starting in March of 21 up to and including today. Now, why would we lift sanctions so that Iraq can pay them $10 billion? Why did they make a deal that would have given them $6 billion for a ransom for hostages? Because that, to me, these are all the policies of appeasement.
This is what we need to be asking specific questions on the Biden administration, particularly here, why they decided to ease sanctions and in many cases not even enforce the sanctions we currently have on them today. Iran makes more than $80 billion in this ghost armada of flagged Iranian tankers selling oil to places like North Korea and China and Russia, some of our biggest adversaries, at a net profit. And this is exactly how they fund the Houthi rebels, Hamas in Gaza, and Hezbollah in Lebanon. Even more important to your excellent point, Sean, here, is this idea that the Biden administration thought that they could basically buy off Iran to not build a nuclear weapon. Here's the reality. The United States and Israel were 99% effective because we supported our ally Israel to defend itself. That situation is not going to be the same if we embolden Iran to take, you know, lethal action that could result in the creation of a nuclear weapon that threatens not just Israel, but all of our allies in Europe as well. We have to be on a forward leaning to stop these threats that Iran is committing before they make it. We opened a new chapter this weekend, Iran taking direct action against Israel. That's never happened. People in Israel went to bed on Saturday night knowing that they were always under threat from their immediate neighbors who were proxies of the IRGC in Iran. They woke up in a terror of sirens on early Sunday morning to the fact that Iran was going to shower down hellfire on them. No ally should have to deal with that and then be told by this administration, hey, you guys need to just take it easy and de-escalate. At this point,
So basically, when they say they're not going to, they are going to allow Iran to be to fire 170 UAVs, none of which crossed into Israeli airspace, thankfully, 120 ballistic missiles, of a few of which did enter Israeli airspace, 30 cruise missiles, and even though, yeah, 99% were shot down, and yes, we did have some support from Jordan and the U.S. and the U.K. Great. But if Israel responds to that vicious, vile attack and there's not a price to pay, what motivation would there ever be for Iran not to do this whenever the hell they feel like it if Joe Biden's president?
Well, I think that's our first question. We need to end the tenure of Joe Biden. Not only is it a threat to our Middle East policy, it's a direct threat to folks here at home. Because God knows if Iran's decided to go to a direct conflict with Israel, they're going to find other targets, ones that are even more impactful. And I had colleagues who were up flying fighter caps, combat air patrol, being able to shoot these weapons down as an Air Force guy. Those are the weapons that we can see. My concern are the weapons that show up on our own shores, primarily through the southern border, and end up in a U.S. metropolitan area that cause immediate death to Americans. We've already seen three U.S. service members killed by Iranian proxies just this year in the Middle East. I don't want to see an Iran that feels emboldened and unquestioned that if Israel has threatened to take a strike against them, they say, well, you know who the soft target is today? It's the United States. Let's find a way to enter and do harm to the U.S. because that's how they feel. Not only they're going to go after us, but they want to cut off the support for Israel. If they can't do it to Israel itself, watch for them to come after us next. And that should be chilling to every one of our listeners.
All right, quick break. More with Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn, Air Force Intelligence Officer veteran, a member of the Four Country Caucus. Then that is Iran and Afghanistan veterans serving in Congress as we continue. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SEAN, as we continue. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down. Or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we continue now with Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn is with us. What is fascinating from a political standpoint, we're 203 days out, is that this is where Joe Biden now finds himself. If you look at poll after poll, he's losing, you know, significant portions of what makes up the Democratic base or coalition. And that means he's losing African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, young people, even suburban women. And I would argue now that a part of that base would be Jewish Americans that have historically voted very heavily Democrat. I'm not so sure that vote is going to be headed his way after what happened this weekend and this admonition to pressure Israel to stop its fight against Hamas and now to stop its fight after being attacked by Iran.
Sean, I think the administration and all their talk with the Israelis has really emphasized or showed its true colors on this. They're interested in a two-state solution. And it's not Israel and Palestine. It is a Michigan and Wisconsin two-state solution. They are afraid that they're going to lose so many votes in Deer Creek and in areas outside of Milwaukee that they're willing to do whatever it takes to appease a small fraction of their own already.
Did you mean Deer Creek or Dearborn or both?
Dearborn, excuse me. Yeah. But you're absolutely right on this, is the fact that the administration is playing domestic politics while selling out one of our closest allies. That is not the way that the president should act, and it's certainly not going to get him the coalition that he wants of the unwilling minority of Democrats who feel very strongly in opposing any assistance to Israel or even helping our U.S. hostages currently trapped in Gaza.
I never thought I'd see America side with and ostensibly give a pass to radical Islamic terrorists, and that's what Joe Biden is doing in both instances. And that would be the fight that they're having with Hamas after the worst terror attack in their history, and then pressuring Israel not to respond to what was 300 aerial threats for the first time in history, fired directly from Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, the same country funding all these proxy wars against Israel, and that they would say, oh, we're not going to be a part of any effort you have to take them out. Unreal. And I'll tell you, the world's going to pay a price over time, but I appreciate you being here, Congressman Zach Nunn. I hope you'll come back again. Thank you for your strong stand.
Sean, keep the faith. Thank you very much for having me.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I know a lot of you, very patient, want to get to the phones when we get back.
Standing up for what's right with America. We're back on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 down to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up straight ahead. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, no longer have support of the big box stores or even shopping channels. They themselves now part of cancel culture. But there is a silver lining in this for you because they're coming directly to you. They're loyal customers, and they're passing the savings right on to you. And right now they're having the $25 extravaganza sale to prove it. And when Mike Lindell started MyPillow, he only sold pillows, one thing. And now MyPillow has hundreds of products. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, you're going to love all the different products that they have. Right now with this $25 extravaganza sale, go to the same site, MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, promo code Hannity. You can get two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. You can get pillow MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towel set. You got it, $25. And for the first time ever, their premium MyPillow with the all-new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, again, $25. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for these incredible $25 extravaganza sale deals. You get free shipping on any order over $75. And just to enter the promo code Hannity or call 800-919-6090 because this deal won't last for long. All right, let's get to our busy telephone, shall we? Let us say hi to Bill is in the free state of Texas. Bill, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Howdy, Sean. You're a great American.
You're a great American, my friend. Tough times we're living in. 203 days till Election Day. God help us.
We'll be all right. Listen, I was listening to you on Friday, and you took a call from a pretty rabid liberal. Y'all were, you know, batting around abortion, I think. And it occurred to me that some of these people they get so gleeful when they try to come back at you, and you handled him really well. You know, my hope has always been, and I cling to this, that there are more good people in this country than there are bad people. That has begun to waver in the last few years. You know, I don't care what subject it is they're coming at you with. It's deceptive. It's evil. Evil's greatest strength is its ability to deceive you. And
look, I tend to agree with you. I think that the American people, we are a good people. We are a generous people. We're also a people that is overwhelmed and burdened down by massive government issues that cause us all to have to work longer and spend less time with our families, and everything's more expensive, and we're all paying a price for it. And it's really gotten particularly acute since Biden's been in office. With that said, there are people that have ulterior motives for everything. There are a lot of not so good people that you run into in life as well. And you just have to be able to hopefully discern between those that are good and those that are not. And we all make those decisions on our own every day, don't we?
I think we got to keep our eye on the ball and our eye on the prize. We're in a battle, and it is a battle between good and evil. Make no mistake. There's a battle between good and evil going on right in the big middle of it. My hope is that there are more good people than bad. But either way, something's going to come down here soon.
Well,
it's going to make the decision for us. And the way the borders are wide open, something's coming down. And when it scares me a little bit, but you know, my faith is in Almighty God, and I really don't worry all that much because I know in the end the truth will out and the good will out. I know that. And but I just wanted to tell you how much I...
Well, that good book you're referring to also does warn in those last days that it's going to be really bad. You know, I know people have thought since Christ ascended into heaven, that day could be any moment. I don't know. Things are looking pretty dire right now around the world to me. Pretty scary. But what happened in the last century was pretty scary, too. Not one, but two world wars, depression. You know, America and the world has struggled mightily over time. But I would say that, you know, you're right. We do know how the story ends, don't we?
God bless you, man. And keep up the fight, Sean.
All right, my friend, appreciate the call. We'll stay in the free state of Texas. Big time AJ Houston, Texas. What's going on, baby?
Big time Sean Hannity. Hey.
I missed that voice. What's going on?
Sean, we got this idiot that's in the White House that's selling everybody out. And then we got the kangaroo court that Trump's going through right now, knowing that Biden got a woman that said, and got the name of the places, what he did, blah, blah, blah. And then Trump don't have nothing. Even the woman, Stormy, said nothing happened. And they still trying to persecute the man. And at the same time, Sean, I'm rambling. We got Biden, got the borders wide open. Here we are. Israel get attacked. And we not going to back them? Who does that to our allies? Who does that to anybody that's supposed to be good for the, you know, the
where is the moral clarity? Tell me why there's moral ambiguity when on October 7th, in an unprovoked terrorist attack, 1,200 plus people injured, Nearly 300 people taken hostage. You know, only a small number have been released. We believe there are still hostages. We don't know how many in total have been killed there. And then have an American president, you know, constantly urge for a ceasefire rather than supporting our ally in their victory over the radical terrorists that did this, that were in part trained and funded by the country known as Iran. And now we have this vicious attack over the weekend, 300 aerial launches out of Iran into Israel. And Joe Biden said, yeah, we're not going to help you if you want to strike back and defend yourself. That's insane to me. That is the definition of insanity. And how somebody does not have moral clarity on that important issue, I don't think is worthy to be the president of this country. And I think Iran knows that they have a weakened United States. They have a weak president, that he is nothing but an appeaser. And I think appeasement always ends the same way, with more aggression. Back to you.
But Sean, look at this. They got the bridge shut down in California. In Chicago, they shut O'Hara down. And the Palestinians, why aren't they helping Israel to get rid of Hamas? And then you hear them in Chicago. They teaching them to say death to America? Where's the FBI on these people? Well, if it'd been anybody like us, they'd be knocking at our door right now. They teaching them in Chicago, and they telling them the Democrat convention is going to be disrupted, in which we already knew that was going to happen. But who's disrupted, and how is they going to disrupt? How is it that these people that's supposed to be free Palestine not telling everybody what Hamas doing to Palestine? America, we better watch out. Biden got all these people surrounding us. We don't know who they are. We know what most 160 countries, that we know where they all coming from. But like you said, they not doing their job. I call it treason what Biden and them just did to this country, man. And I guarantee you.
He already has blood on his hands. Every unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrant that commits a murder, a rape, I blame him directly. His policies have allowed for this. He's doing nothing to stem the flow or to stop it. He's doing nothing to vet people from these geopolitical foes. He's aiding and abetting in the law breaking. It's even worse. And now every American lives in a less safe country. And we now sit on the precipice of just waiting until whatever extremists he has allowed in unvetted for them to attack this country. And it's going to come. I hope I'm wrong. Pray I'm wrong. But I'm not wrong. Big time. Big time. I'm not wrong.
Because it's coming to a theater near us, and we all better be ready for it. And God bless you, big time, Sean. And doggone it, we're going to get this. We got it. We got to stop the cheat that's going to happen during the election. They already been started. So I hope every Republican, every Republican congressman, come on and put their foot down like they didn't do in the red wave that's supposed to happen. Get your pants out your butt and come on and let's save this country. God bless you, Sean, and God bless America. Love you, man.
You're the best. Love you back. God bless America. God bless Texas. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. California, we've had these protests going on. I'm glad I'm not on that long line of cars that can't actually cross the bridge that's gone on for hours. Anyway, Danny's out there in the free state of the not so free state of California. What's going on?
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
What has taken the police so long to get out to that bridge and start arresting those people that have kept motorists waiting that long? How does that happen in your state and in New York, to be fair, and elsewhere around the country?
The northern part of California is way different than Sacramento down. It's a different country.
I wouldn't put L.A. in the best of categories either, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying, Sean. From Sacramento down, they are so liberal that we couldn't even get rid of Gavin Newsom.
Nope.
And he's
if the election were held tomorrow, he'd win again.
It's sad because my opinion is that the American people are not standing up for freedom. They are letting our laws.
Well, the American people are. Many of them are, but our leaders are not. You know, we've lost our moral compass. Or, well, no, let's be fair. Joe Biden has no moral compass. His top priority is one thing and one thing only, maintaining power by any means necessary. And he's got to now cater to this radical base. And if that means abandoning allies as they look down the barrel of a gun and you have 1,200 Israelis killed on October 7th and hundreds taken hostage. And if it means that Iran gets to fire, you know, 300 aerial threats into out of Iran into Israel, it's Joe Biden that's going to say, no, I'm not going to support any response you have. There's no moral clarity here. There is a good and an evil in this equation. And those that believe and convert or die and these radical Islamic mullahs, yeah, they're not on the side of good here. And Hamas in its charter that calls for the destruction of Israel, they're not on the side of good here. No. Nope. Anyway, you get the last word.
Joe Biden is a fraud. As far as I'm concerned, he is a fraud and not a true American. For our letting our borders wide open like that, I thought that was part of his constitutional job, was to protect us. That's not protecting us when we have an open border like that. And we don't know who's coming in. It's disgusting.
Good morning. When that day comes, you know, just remember we tried to warn everybody. I've been saying it loudly and clearly and repetitively so that everybody knows what he's done here and everybody knows that he'll be responsible. I hope I'm wrong. Annie is in Tennessee. Next, Sean Hannity Show. Annie, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm great, Sean. How are you? Thanks for
I'm good.
The call. And thank you for standing up for the truth and people of America and Donald.
Thank you. Well, thank you for giving me this microphone and that camera every night. I appreciate it. What's on your mind today?
Well, like a couple callers ago, he spoke of that liberal on Friday about abortion.
Yes, ma'am.
What saddens me greatly is that I think people have become so desensitized to that. And when you challenged him about, you know, the sixth, seventh, and eighth month, I mean, and they can't articulate, well, you know, and justify why it should be a right. And it's sad that a long time ago, they made it legal, a medical procedure they made legal to take the life of a baby. And if, and I know in your audience, you have a lot of nurses that have worked in the operating room and clinics and such. And part of their job would be to assist or be available to these procedures, it leaves a mark on you. And
I think they ought to have the ability, the freedom to opt out of any such participation based on, you know, it being a matter of conscience. That would be like being a conscientious objector, right? I thought liberals supported that.
Right. Exactly. And it was allowed on religious beliefs. But I think the American people, they don't really see in their mind what actually happens, because it's just as if the baby was born and then it was killed.
Well, you're describing the gruesome practice known as partial birth abortion. They've come a long way from Bill Clinton, even legal and rare. They've come a long way. No, nobody should get in between, even in month nine, eight, and nine. Nobody should get between. This is Newsom's answer. A doctor, or the doctor's patient, and their conscience. That means no regulation. Late-term abortion is perfectly acceptable to them. That needs to be told. That story, part of the story, needs to be told more. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We have full coverage of all the breaking news stories, of course. Joe Biden saying, oh, no, we're not going to support Israel all the way. Mark Levin is in Israel. We'll also check in with Lindsey Graham, Mike Waltz, Aaron Cohn will weigh in. Newt Gingrich will weigh in. We'll have the latest on this, you know, the beginning of jury selection in this ridiculous case in New York. Alina Habba and Alan Dershowitz and Greg Jarrett and all the other news of the day. And that would also obviously include the protesters and everything in between. And why doesn't Joe Biden stand by our ally and have the moral clarity you would expect in an American president. 9 Eastern tonight. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.